You are listening to Words from the Brothers, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or on any other podcasting apps.
This is Joseph Matthias with today's reading, which is from Isaiah 2, verses 1 to 5. The word which Isaiah the son of Amoz saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem. It shall come to pass in the latter days that the mountain of the house of the Lord shall be established as the highest of the mountains, and shall be raised above the hills, and all the nations shall flow to it. And many peoples shall come and say, Come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob, that he may teach us his ways, and that we may walk in his paths. For out of Zion shall go forth the law, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. He shall judge between the nations, and shall decide for many peoples. And they shall beat their swords into plowshares, and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war any more. O house of Jacob, come, let us walk in the light of the Lord. In this prophecy, we see the nations coming to know the Lord and to seek the Lord. And they seek the Lord for three things. First, for worship. It says the mountain of the house of the Lord shall be established as the highest of the mountains, and the nations shall flow to it. And so all the nations who might have just seen the God of Israel as just one God among many now recognize that he is the one true God, the maker of all, and they flow towards the temple that is now lifted up above every other elevation. In other words, God's presence is unignorable, and all the nations come and worship him. We could say that's what happened at Christ's coming, was the truth that there is one God who made heaven and earth, became known and became unignorable, and many nations then came to know the one true God through Christ his Son. The second thing that the nations come to Mount Zion for is for teaching. It says, the law shall go forth from Zion, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. The word law can also be translated as teaching. And so the nations who previously walked in immorality and corruption now come to know right from wrong, not as they would conceive it, but as God truly teaches it. The third thing is that they come to the Lord for judgment. They come voluntarily for judgment, and they let him decide. It says he shall decide for many peoples. And this is not just making random decisions, but making judicial decisions. The last judgment is sometimes referred to as the Great Assize. An assize was when a traveling circuit judge, literally riding a circuit of different towns or villages, would come to the local place and settle different disputes that had accumulated since he had last visited that place. So if you had been defrauded by your neighbor, you would bring that before that judge, and he would, when he came to your town, decide between you and your neighbor. Well, when Christ comes again, if we've wronged our enemy, he'll decide in our enemy's favor. If our enemy has wronged us, he'll decide in our favor. He'll decide every dispute with perfect justice because he knows every heart. And then there's one last action that the nations take here, and that's putting away war and beating their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. The image of beating swords into plowshares or spears into pruning hooks has become a proverbial image of peace and prosperity. But note that it's not prosperity of a passive income. The ideal of the kingdom is one of fruitful labor. These are images of work. And so there's two kinds of work that when the kingdom of God comes, the nations are given to do. The first is plowing. And this is an image, I think, of preparing and preaching the gospel. In the parable of the sower, we see the gospel is sown as a seed, and plowing is what allows that seed to get into the soil and to spring up. We also see in John's gospel the image of pruning. And pruning is what you do to make a tree or a vine bear more fruit. Fruit, of course, is an image of good works. And so we can see pruning as the kind of discipleship that helps the nations observe the commandments. So really, between plowing and pruning, we have the Great Commission, that is, proclaiming the gospel and making disciples, teaching them to observe all that the Lord has taught. May we pursue that Great Commission with all the zeal that Isaiah describes, rushing towards the mountain of the Lord, the place of his presence, to worship Jesus Christ, who has come in the flesh.
Words from the Brothers was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. For similar and other content, please visit us on www.servantsoftheword.org. If you liked what you listened to, please leave us a review on iTunes or other podcasting apps.